This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly. FOMO.
My name is Patrick J. McGinnis, and I'm a FOMO sapiens. And since you're here, I'm going to bet that you are too. And when you're like us and Monday comes around, you don't dread the new week. No, you wake up every Monday morning knowing that this week might just be the best one yet. This is Faux Monday, the snackable show that starts your week right with hot takes, life hacks, listener mail, and even some FOMO therapy. Hey everybody, this is Faux Monday, the snackable companion to FOMO Sapiens, which drops, of course, on Thursday. But until then, happy Faux Monday. I'm your host, Patrick J. McGinnis, venture capitalist by day, author and podcaster by night, and of course, FOMO Sapiens 24/7. Now this week, we're going to be continuing last week's conversation with Max Rose, Congressman Max Rose, actually. I think my first member of Congress on FOMO Sapiens, so that's a milestone. He was elected to office in 2018, served out a term, crazy times, and then he lost to an opponent. He's based in New York City in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and now he's running again. And so I met him recently. We started chatting, and I was sort of like, come and tell us about the decision to run for higher office, because it's a struggle, and we're going to get into why he's doing this, what it's like, because I think it's understanding what it is to run for office is surprising. I didn't realize how much you have to do. And also just kind of get into how a person could think about public service, because you may be thinking right now, hey, Patrick, hey, world, you know, I have things I want to do. I want to help change things in a positive direction. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today on Faux Mondays, really how to get involved in politics. Now, we could talk about in a more general sense how to get involved in, you know, changing the world and all kinds of stuff like that. But I really want to focus on politics because it's an area I have learned something about over the last couple of years. Now, first of all, full disclosure, my politics, I'm not a particularly ideological person, I would say at this point. You know, I get along with people of all political stripes. In fact, I usually don't ask people what quote unquote party they're from. I'm way more focused on how can we get our government to just deliver more for everybody, for the people of this country. So if you have a particular ideological perspective, that's great. I'm not here to tell you that one thing is right or wrong from my perspective. I just want people to get involved in the process, because it's easy to sit on the sidelines and feel frustrated and complain. But when you actually do the work of politics and you realize how much it takes and also how much compromise is required, I just think you're in a better spot to be a person who brings solutions to the table that address the needs of people in this country or whatever country you live in. And here's my experience. Basically, a couple years back, 2016, you know, after the election, I was really surprised. The candidate that I wanted to win didn't win. I wasn't even that fired up about any of the candidates, to be honest, but I didn't feel like super excited about the Trump years. And I just kind of also was wondering, I thought he came out of nowhere. And I actually was a Republican at the time, by the way. Now I'm sort of nothing. But that was something that I wanted to understand better. And I also just wanted to get more involved in our politics because I realized I didn't have a finger on the pulse. And so I met all these business people through this group called Leadership Now. And I went to this meeting just basically like trying to figure out how to make our system work better, because the system as it stands today, you have these two parties, they don't really collaborate. There's not much happening. And good government requires some compromise on both sides. That really doesn't happen. They don't listen to each other. They're fighting. They're raising all this money. They spend it. What happens? You know, it's not very effective. And so that was where I really wanted to focus on, is more of the structure and mechanics, infrastructure of getting government to work better. And as I did that, I learned a ton. I met a ton of people. I realized how hard it is, but I also realized how individuals can make a huge difference, particularly, by the way, at the local level. Really, in your community, you have superpowers. It's a lot harder, obviously, at the national level. But if it starts at the local level, it can reach the national level and so on and so forth. And so that has been my entire experience. Just one where I have had a lot of fun. I've met some amazing people. It has not been easy. Sometimes I want to, I don't know, hide under a tree and just not come out and play anymore because it's just like I can't take it anymore. But I have kept at it. And so that is what I want to talk about, really how to get involved in politics.
FOMO. Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese. And as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FOMO. All right, so I have six pieces of advice, I guess, about how to get involved in politics. Number one, find your cause. So the good news is there's so many things that need work, whether it's the environment, whether it is a particular passion that you have around some set of rights, whether it is getting the local government to address the needs of the citizens in a better way. There's so many different ways, right? You just have to kind of look around you and find your cause. And I'll give you a great example of this. I have a friend who has actually been on the show before, and she ran for office, Samara O'Shea. And she figured out that in her community, the best way for her to get involved in the election that she could most likely win was for the tax collector. And so she ran for it because she just said, listen, I just want to get more involved in politics. I want more women to be in politics. And so I'm going to run for something that I think I have a shot at and which I could do reasonably well. She got involved in her local political party. She got to know people. She networked. She ran. She knocked on the doors. In the end, she didn't win. But she found a cause she believed in, something she was excited about. She learned a ton. And I am quite certain that she will re-engage in the future. So it doesn't have to be that you're the mayor. It doesn't have to be you're on city council. There's lots of different ways. It could also be that you identify some sort of group. Maybe something like the local parks authority. Maybe you go to the park every day and you say, you know what? The park needs a little extra love. We need new blood on there. It's been the same people for 50 years. That could be your cause. So then you just figure out that cause, and that is basically your lodestar. It's the guide point to where you go next. Now, number two, as part of this, it's about figuring out what you can give. And this goes back to everything in life. You know, what do you want to give? What you want to give is the intersection of what you're good at and what you like to do. So for example, if you have experience in finance or with Excel, then getting involved in the finance committee at the local parks authority is a great way to sort of meld that passion with a skill that you can bring to the table that other people don't have. There are so many different ways to think about this, but just looking at what you do on a daily basis or what you do at home that is special, that is different, that maybe not everybody can do, that's a great place to start. Because then when you start to pitch people and say it's, you know, appointing a position or even an elected position, you're going to have to obviously make your case. Hey, this is why you should consider me for this role. Well, you have a very clear way of doing that. And so that's a really great way to start. And so I actually just for fun applied for some roles with the Eric Adams administration in New York City. Probably won't ever happen, but I try to find things that had to do with entrepreneurship because obviously I spent a lot of time in the space. So I felt like, okay, I can make a reasonable case about why I should be involved in something on that front. Next. This one is really important. Engage sustainably. So my big lesson from politics, and I talked about this in an earlier FOMO Mondays, the lesson is that it is mentally taxing. It requires sustained action because here's the thing. These things don't get solved overnight. Some things can get solved overnight, like getting a new traffic light, getting a new stop sign. Those things you can actually pull off. And by the way, those are worthy of your attention as well. One time there was like a very noisy, they ripped up the road outside my house in New York City, and then they covered it with steel plates. And every time a truck would go by it, the entire neighborhood would shake. And I actually just called the city and then I posted on social media. They fixed it that day. So wonderful. That's like the one thing I've ever done that got fixed on the same day. Some of the bigger things, they're really generational. And so understanding that, you know, we all come in all fired up and you want to kind of roll up your sleeves, and that's great because you got to learn. But then from that point onward, if you have, you know, job obligations, family obligations, understand that the political stuff, it's really time consuming, and therefore just kind of figure out how much time you can realistically allocate and stick to that. You really need to. Obviously, if you're working in elections, there is some seasonality, but I really encourage you not to overcommit because you will face burnout. And that is number four, avoid the trough. Now the trough, as I talked about in an earlier FOMO Sapiens, is when you realize you come in all fired up, I'm going to change the world. And then you realize, whoa, this is hard. And it can be discouraging and tiring and you sort of just want to quit. And I had this moment after a couple of years working in politics, right after the election of 2020, it's sort of like I'd been really engaged. And then the election happened and, you know, it's like there's still a lot of problems. Even if you feel good about a result of an election, it's probably given some of the deep fissures in our system, like nothing's going to change. And I just felt discouraged. And I remember a friend of mine said, well, that's called the trough. The trough is when you come in all fired up, then you realize, oh, this is really hard. This is much harder than I had thought. And all of the excitement and zeal in the world isn't going to fix it because these are generational things changing. You know, big, big things, solving big, big problems takes generations. And therefore, you kind of have to lean out a little bit, you know, give yourself a little mental break and then re-engage in a much more constructive way. And so the thing about the trough is, unfortunately, I think it's kind of inevitable, but I also think that it's really important because once you know about the trough, then you're way more willing to seek compromise, seek help, work with other people. It's harder to be so dogmatic and just like not willing to listen to people. I think sometimes when we start in things, it's like everybody's wrong, I'm right. And then you realize, you know, lots of principled people have different perspectives than you do. They may want to do things differently. And guess what? You can find area to work together.
FOMO. FOMO.
Number six, focus on action, not anger. So it is easy to get outraged. And if you watch cable news, which I have given up, I'm on a diet from cable news because like I don't care what channel I watch. I get all stressed out and fired up and angry. It's easy to feel anger. But the reality is that all that anger does nothing. It doesn't help the situation. All it does is hurt you. And so when you actually take action, you feel better because you're making progress. Even if you don't get what you want, you learn something, you meet people, you find other people who are interested in this cause, and you figure out maybe another pathway to take. So the experience that I've had and, you know, talking to a lot of people, there are a lot of people who watch the news every day and scream at the TV and that's all they do. And there are other people who say, okay, that's frustrating. I'm going to turn off the TV. I'm going to go into the world. I'm going to leave the anger at home and really focus on the action. And it just feels good to actually do something. You feel like you're making a difference and you are. And finally, build your squad. Now, I'm not talking about the squad with AOC and all that sort of stuff because, you know, not everybody likes the squad and that's cool too. But find the people who are also passionate about what you're doing because so much of politics is community. Really, at the end of the day, you think about a political campaign, a political movement, a local organization, a city government. It's all about people. People are at the heart of politics. And so you can meet really cool people. And maybe people who don't even share your views, but then you like totally vibe with. And I think about, for example, Mary Matlin and James Carville, who are very different on politics, at least on TV. Maybe at home they have some deal and they're like, you have to be one way and I'll be the other. And then we can just get on TV all the time. I don't know. But I don't think that's the case. But they're married. They seem pretty happy. So maybe you'll even find love. All right. That is what I have to say about getting involved in politics. Just to recap, find your cause. Figure out what you can give, engage sustainably, avoid the trough, even though it's basically inevitable, focus on action over anger, and build your squad. All right, everybody, if you have thoughts or if you've done this yourself, reach out. You can find me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on email at letsconnect@patrickmcginnis.com. I will see you on Thursday with Max Rose. Until then, take care of yourself, FOMO sapiens.
FOMO.
If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on the web at FOMOSapiens.com or PatrickMcGinnis.com, where you can get all kinds of free resources to live a more decisive and entrepreneurial life.
FOMO.
Want more FOMO Sapiens and FOMO Monday? Head over to FOMOSapiens.com where you can listen to past episodes, learn more about the show, and find out how to advertise. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis.